You're listening to SBS News.
After years of relentless domestic abuse at the hands of her partner, Sherilee Martin says she couldn't take it anymore. She escaped, fleeing from her Indigenous community in the Northern Territory and headed for Sydney and what she hoped would be a better life. When she arrived, she says she found out the hardship was far from over.
I just wanted to get out of there. Like, I'd be looking over my shoulder, like, forever, you know? Like, yeah, it was really scary and terrible. Like, I've never been that scared in my life. I was, like, really thinking about committing suicide and stuff like that, you know? I didn't have anywhere to go.
Mission Australia's Out of the Shadows report shows Ms. Martin's experience is far from unique. The report shows 42% of all people who sought assistance from homelessness services in the last financial year were experiencing domestic violence. Ms. Martin says she contacted police in her Northern Territory community when her partner was violent, but the abuse continued. She didn't have access to support, and even the police stopped helping.
It was all happening in my mum's unit. Sometimes I'd be able to lock him up, but then he'd always come back, and then sometimes the police wouldn't help me. They'd call me like a liar and stuff like that, and saying I couldn't call them every time he got violent, but I thought that's their job and that, and like, I got stuck.
When she arrived in Sydney in December 2017, she tried staying with her father, but was forced to leave due to his alcoholism and violence. Afterwards, she stayed with friends and relatives, but found she couldn't relax in environments that weren't safe. Eventually, she contacted a homeless service and now has found a room in a woman's refuge. Many others are not so lucky. According to Mission Australia, the number of people seeking homelessness services after experiencing domestic and family violence is increasing by an average of 9% per year. Mission Australia CEO James Toomey says the issue is that homelessness services are already nearing capacity and more resources are needed. A statement from him says, to work towards a real and lasting change, the enormity and reality of the problem must be acknowledged.
Everyone has the right to a safe and secure home, yet there's very little hope of addressing homelessness if there aren't enough social or affordable homes for individuals and families to build a settled life in when escaping domestic and family violence.
The data revealed Indigenous women, like Ms. Martin's, are more likely to experience family violence than non-Indigenous women. In 2017 to 2018, one in four Indigenous people sought assistance due to family violence, with Indigenous women 32 times more likely to be hospitalised for family violence. Ms. Martin says she wants to make sure people from her community know it's possible to seek help.
They kind of accept the domestic violence thingy, kind of like this normal kind of thing. My message, like, if it gets to people that know me or just anyone, like, I hope it gives them, like, an idea that they can get free or they can have a life, like, after all of that.
Mission Australia's report also revealed women from migrant and refugee backgrounds face additional barriers in seeking help. Cultural stigma and shame associated with domestic violence, isolation within communities, inability to speak English, and a lack of understanding of Australian laws are all hindrances to seeking assistance. The report says some visa classes restrict a woman's access to housing, employment, social security, healthcare, childcare, and education, and reinforce dependency on men where sponsorship is required. Mission Australia wants to see this changed and says support should be available to all women, regardless of their migration status. Data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows 16% of Australian women have experienced violence from a partner after the age of 15, while for men, 5.9% experienced domestic abuse from a partner after the same age. Domestic Violence New South Wales spokeswoman Renata Field says women are the victims in most cases.
Unfortunately, domestic and family violence is the highest risk factor for death, disability and illness in women of childbearing age. The effects of domestic and family violence are not short-term, they can be lifelong. A lot of women that we speak to have spent 15, 20, 30 years trying to deal with the consequences of the violence.
Ms. Field says domestic and family violence is intrinsically linked to an increase in homelessness.
Unfortunately, it's one of the leading causes of homelessness for women, and we know that there needs to be more done by governments and the community to end homelessness, and to do that we need to end domestic and family violence as well.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.